Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the 10:30 service on Sunday, July 23rd, 2017.
Our first reading for today is from Isaiah chapter 44, verses 6 to 8. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last. Beside me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and set it before me. Since I appointed an ancient people, let them declare what is to come and what will happen. Fear not, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? Are you my witnesses? And you are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? There is no rock. I know not any. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading comes from the New Testament book of Romans. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the spirits, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for the adoption of sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Jesus put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servants said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.' Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples came to him, saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field.' Jesus answered, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed is the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the close of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the close of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Depend on any mortal man.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Your faith is your business, right? Do you believe that faith is a matter between you and God, a private matter? You know, many people do. Many people are wrong. Nowhere in the Holy Bible are we told to keep our faith under wraps. Nowhere does God tell us that we are to hold our relationship with Him in the strictest of confidence. Quite to the contrary. Listen again, if you will, to St. Paul's words to the congregation in Rome, as well as to our own congregation right here in Gilbert's. Paul writes, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved." Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. That's why you're here. That's what you believe. But what God has given to you is not just between you and Him. Today, all of creation waits for that day when it will be free from the curse under which God placed it because of sin. This is the hope to which a Christian holds. And the hope that is yours is for every redeemed child of God. Think of it this way. You are a thread in a vast tapestry of Christians that spans from the beginning of creation until the end of time. It is in this hope we have been saved. And so, given St. Paul's text for this morning, what does it really mean to be saved? Does it mean that someone is in a far better place? Ever heard that before? He's in a better place, she's in a far better place. Have you heard someone say those words to a person who is grieving? A better place. Really? Is that all that it is? You know, I often fear that people limit what God has done for them to that better place, to that place up in the clouds where good people are relocated when they die, to that place where everything's okay. Is that really it? Is that what our salvation is all about? Salvation. Salvation is about undoing the damage of sin. And my friends, what has sin done among us? It has killed us, our friends and our parents, everyone we know, one by one. Sin has spoiled our lives and our plans and our joys. Sin is why things rust and decay and get old. Sin is why the good old days seem to be the good old days, because they are. It isn't your imagination. Look around you, my friends. Things are going downhill everywhere, morally, socially, and physically. And this is all the work of sin. Sin can make life feel pointless. Weed your garden, and those weeds will come back in a few days. Dust the house, and in a few days, you'll have to do it all over again. And why is that? Because everything, and I mean everything, is subject to futility. Your sin and mine has influenced all of creation. But thanks be to God, so has your salvation. And how important is that salvation? Well, it's so important that God got personally involved. God came for you. He became like you. He suffered for you and died the death of your sins. But not only for you. Jesus suffered and died for all. This is the love that God has shown for us all. And what He has done for all, He does for you. The one who rules over the universe took a personal interest in you. In Christ, your sins have been forgiven. You have been given the guarantee of eternal life in Him. And while you walk through this life, he's right there. The one who holds the universe in his hand holds you in his hand. That's how much God loves you and blesses you. He watches over you and rules over all things for your good. But then again, some things in life don't feel good, do they? You experience pain and discomfort and loss. You feel depressed. But that's where hope comes in. And I'm not talking about hope and how you might feel or what you might be experiencing on a given day. Those feelings and experiences never stop changing. You need something certain. You need something reliable. You need something unchanging. And God gives it to you in the hope that he provides for us all through his Son. There is salvation in no one else. And there is no name under heaven by which we must be saved. It is through Jesus Christ and Jesus alone. You receive that guarantee of God's comfort and forgiveness. And not only that, but what is yet still to come. Faith in Jesus is the substance of those things for which you hope today. Faith in Christ is the evidence of those things that you do not see yet with your own eyes. Therefore, your salvation is not a feeling. It's not a sensation. It's not an experience. The hope that God gives to you in his Son is the hope for today and for the future. And it's real. It's certain and it's sure. Where do we find that hope? There it is. Hang on to it. Don't let go of it. He will give you the strength that you need to endure in this world. And my friends, you're going to need it. The world doesn't like you, and it hates your faith. People out there are afraid of the judgment that your faith in Jesus Christ declares. Now, it may not seem that way to you. People may seem quite happy living their lives in whatever way they please. Doesn't that make you wonder why unbelievers would waste their time attacking you for your faith in Jesus Christ? Of what concern is your faith to them? My friends are afraid. They fear that you are right and they are wrong, that you are holy and that they are evil, and that you are going to heaven and they are going to hell. And that's exactly where people will find themselves without faith in Jesus Christ. You know, people can't stand the thought of being judged for their sins. And people will drag you down with them if you let them. They will try to lure you away. They'll try to silence you. They'll try to destroy your faith. And if that doesn't work, they will crush the life right out of your body. And that, my friends, is the truth. It's not an exaggeration. There is but one feeling that Christians can be certain of experiencing in this life and world, and that is the feeling of suffering. But God understands suffering, and he understands what you are going through to be faithful to him in a faithless world. And God did not leave you here without hope. He left you his word. He pours out his Spirit upon you through his word so that you might hear it and believe it and be strong in him. And not only this, that word tells you what he's got prepared for you. And what awaits you in his heavenly kingdom is so great that nothing in this life and world can ever compare to it. And then when you finally get there, what you will find will be so glorious that you will wonder why you found it so hard here during your short time on earth. And while you are here, he's also given you this. He has given you his Spirit. He gives you himself. He personally attends to you here so that you know how much he loves you as his child and as a part of this family of believers. For that is who we are. We are a family of one body in Christ and one Spirit, by which you have been called to the one hope that belongs to that call. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Right here, my friends, is the support for the hope that is ours. This is a holy gathering. This is the Holy Communion of Saints. Together we share in something personal, something sacred and supernatural. We are the church. And here God serves you personally. Here God serves his family. Your faith is not just between God and you. This is a fellowship of believers who has a common confession. And so we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. We are joined together, each of us in our faith and our relationship to God. This is part of the family of the baptized believers to which we belong. The salvation that Jesus Christ won for us at Calvary is that holy thing in which we all share together. And your participation as one part of this body makes all the difference to this whole body and to all the world around us. And what we share, what unites us, is summarized in one simple and beautiful word. That word is hope. Jesus Christ is our hope, and that hope will never disappoint us. My dear family in Christ, live in that hope. Look forward to that hope, and may that blessed hope sustain you by his grace and grant you his peace. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.